Brian. Okay, Dundalk captain Brian Gartland. Brian, job well done.
Yeah, listen, we played in patches and we've, you know, it's a good performance. Clean sheet and the 3 points is the main thing. Between Europe, obviously, is it's always a time where teams think that you can catch you on the hop. And, you know, we've seen last year we dropped points to Rovers and on the back of the Rosenborg game and that sort of thing. So it was vital that we just got the win.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah, if you consider the game this day last week, if you consider this time last year, Rovers won 1-0 and that kind of ended your challenge.
Yeah, well, I don't think it was then. I think before that, you know what I mean, we were already 20 points off in June, so people would have said it was gone then. But it's just vital you keep winning. Obviously, we were knocked off top spot with Cork playing two games when we didn't play any. So it's great to go back top and have a game in hand. And listen, we just have to keep doing that, keep putting in winning performances, and hopefully we stay there.
I suppose both played very well tonight too. I thought they played very good in parts, and the defence was stretched at times, and Chris Shields got back a couple of times. He did very well, and Sean Hoare cleared off the line as well, and in the second half you yourself prevented an almost definite goal. So Bulls put you under a lot of pressure at times.
Yeah, listen, they were very attacking. They had Kelly at wide that was coming inside. He's a lot of pace. And Denny Corcoran, you know, he's experienced and he's a focal point for them. And then they had people working hard all over. And yeah, they played quite attacking for, I suppose, compared to how they would have played coming up here before. But that's all on the back of, like you say, they think they can have a go tonight because we're in the middle of our European games and think you might catch us out of focus. But listen, we maybe rode our luck a couple of times, but also we had plenty of chances going the other way. So it was an open game. And like I said, you know, the 3 points was the main thing.
The goal was taken, the first goal very well taken, the corner kick from Duffy and the header home by Sean Hoare, he took his goal very well.
Yeah, you know, we know we haven't scored enough from set pieces this year compared to every other year. We're very strong. We've been looking to address that recently, and it's great that it paid off tonight. And we looked more dangerous from set pieces tonight. I think, you know, we got my head on one at the end. Maybe should have done a bit better. But deliveries were good for Mickey, and Shawnee's got great athleticism and great leap, and you know, it was a great finish one.
Second half, I mean, it was all over basically as a contest in one sense when you got the penalty decision, and Pat tucked it home very well.
Yeah, great penalty, and the build up to win the penalty was brilliant as well.
Dean Jarvis as well, yeah.
Yeah, Dean and Mickey and were great on the left there. And yeah, it was, I suppose you could say the contest was over, but listen, if you give away a goal, you know, a couple of bit at the end, then it's your back to the wall and you're panicking a bit because one little slip and you end up with a draw, you know. So it's vital that we didn't give them any goals.
The substitutions when they came on to, it was good to see, give Patrick McElhenney, great to see him getting the game, Chidukas getting the game, and Georgie Kelly as well.
Yeah, it's great, they all done well. And listen, you could have picked, taking pick of anyone from the bench to come on. I suppose the hard thing for people this year is that you know, you can only make the 3 substitutions, and everybody's worthy of being on the pitch and playing for us. But whoever's coming on for us is doing a great job and showing the depth we have.
And you've broken an all club time record as well, which is a huge achievement as well. 11 league games in a row winning is phenomenal.
Yeah, it's brilliant. We didn't know that until someone said it after. It's great to have those accolades, but it means nothing if you don't win the league.
I can see the determination in your face, and that's turning now to Europe again. So Europe focus, and you're going to be thinking of Cyprus now rather than Oriel Park. So you'll be travelling on a Tuesday. What's your thoughts on the return game?
Listen, we're well in the tie. It's, you know, one goal from us, we'd be confident of scoring out there. We've a good record of scoring in away games. We saw how good they are, you know, technically they're very good, and saw that there last Thursday. And, you know, a bit more composure, a bit, I suppose, better in the final third of the last pass, and we felt we might have had a goal, but it's all ifs and buts. We have to go out there and put in a good performance we think we're capable of, and hopefully we do it.
But the most important thing, I think, last Thursday was you didn't concede a goal. Now they're under the pressure. If you scored the goal, they're under the pressure.
Yeah, that's it. It's the away goal rule. It changes games, you know. So I suppose I can't see them sitting in a home over there, you know. I can see them coming at us, which hopefully is a good thing for us, and it gives us room to attack and counter attack. We've got blister and pace on the wings, you know, with the lads. So yeah, listen, that not conceding away goal, it's brilliant if we go through. Yeah. It means nothing if we go out there and we don't get through. So I suppose we look back on these things in hindsight and we know how good a result last week is.
The run in Europe does the team really well too, doesn't it? I mean, it gives you the confidence, and that's the experience that you build up there helps you in the bread and butter games.
Yeah, it's a completely different environment, different level, and it's a different challenge. And said it time and time again, it's the highest level you'll go and play at. So you only improve yourself from playing these games, whatever the outcome is. The way our team is, we improve from playing at that level, at higher levels, and challenging ourselves, and you learn from your mistakes, and I suppose you get confidence from the more scalps and the more we progress in this challenges.
Brian, listen, the best of luck to you. Hopefully you'll get the results on Thursday. Best of luck to you. Thanks a million. Thank you.